Richard Reed has been sentenced to life in prison for trying to bomb a transatlantic flight with explosives in his shoes. Just before Christmas in 2001, and only a few months after the September 11th attacks, he attempted to blow up a Paris to Miami American Airlines flight with 183 passengers on board. Reed had pleaded guilty last October. NPR's Tovia Smith has been at the hearing today in Boston, and she's on the line now from there. Tovia, how did the judge explain the sentence?
Well, he gave Richard Reed the maximum term of life in prison and then some, and he called it a fair and righteous sentence, and he went on in a pretty dramatic and unusual way, almost preaching from the bench. Judge William Young told Reed, "We are not afraid of your terrorist conspirators." He chided Reed for all his talk of war against the United States. The judge said, "You are not a soldier in any war. You are a terrorist." By the end, the judge was really raising his voice, and when he called for Reed to be taken into custody after he sentenced him, he said he called out to the marshal, "Stand him down," and that's when Reed stood up, and he defiantly started calling out back to the judge, saying, "You're not going to stand me down. You'll go down. Your country will go down. You'll be judged by Allah," and then he was kind of wrestled out of the courtroom by the marshals.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds like quite an exchange. There were many passengers and crew members in court. How did they react to all of this?
They were there. Some of them were glaring at Reed. Some of them were weeping. Three of them spoke basically saying that they were still traumatized by their experience. One flight attendant who helped to subdue Reed on the flight was trembling. As she said, there's not been a day that's gone by that she hasn't thought about it. And she said Reed was a madman who basically should never see the light of day as a free man again. And prosecutors made their arguments basically saying much of the same, that life in prison was the only way to ensure that Reed would, quote, never again act on his what they called distorted and fanatic views to endanger innocent Americans.
At one point, it looked as if the sentencing wouldn't actually happen today. The defense tried to have it postponed. What was their strategy there? What were they trying to accomplish?
Well, they wanted Reed to be sentenced on just one of the eight charges that he was facing. They said it was unfair to sentence Reed until certain documents that they said would help his case were declassified. They said that Reed had been misunderstood and that the documents would help let the world know, quote, the other side of the story. But the judge was not persuaded. He said he reviewed that information, even though it wasn't public, and he would have it in mind during sentencing. And the judge then turned it around and later went on to say that the attorney's vigorous efforts to defend Reed was a symbol of the democracy and the freedoms that this country stands for, and the judge said what Richard Reed hates so much, and the judge said to Reed that the way we treat you is a measure of our own liberty. It was a pretty dramatic and patriotic talk from the bench.
What was the scene like when Reed was actually led out of the courtroom?
That was quite chaotic. He was the marshals kind of descended upon him when he started calling out at the judge. Earlier, he did get a chance to speak before he was kind of yelling in anger, and he again admitted to trying to blow up the plane he was on and the nearly 200 people aboard, and he pledged his allegiance to Osama bin Laden, and he was basically unrepentant. He accused the U.S. of oppressing Muslims, and he said the harm that would have come to the people aboard the flight was nothing compared to what he called the U.S. government's rape and torture of Muslims around the world. And he said that was the reason he was at war with this country, as he put it.
All right. Well, thank you, Tovia.
You're very welcome.
NPR's Tovia Smith in Boston.